Section 4. Nonpartisan Races. Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. 4-year term. $77,000 salary. There are two candidates for the nonpartisan commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries. Chris Lynch. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I know the work and the people. I worked at Boley for 14 years, starting as an intern and eventually becoming a manager. I've investigated hundreds of cases. I supervised and reviewed thousands more cases and mediated a wide range of cases. I was closely involved in rulemaking, establishing policies and procedures, and liaising with state and federal partners. I completed the DAS Leadership Oregon program in 2015. Before Boley, I spent 2 decades working for small employers. I've also worked at Oregon OSHA, meeting many employers and workers in their workspaces. If I knew of anyone who was willing and more qualified than I to lead Boley, I would support them instead of pursuing my own candidacy. 2. What are the most important issues for the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industries office currently, and what will you do to address them? The most important issues facing Boley are employee morale and the need for clear communication and effective policies and procedures. Between the actions of the previous commissioner and the inactions of the current commissioner, Boley has been overwhelmed. The current commissioner has not been able to make significant progress reversing the trends, and this has taken a toll on morale. To quote a recent Secretary of State audit of Boley, money alone will not fix Boley's problems. I won't promise any magic bullets or miraculous transformations, but I will ask questions, listen to the people who know the work, make the decisions that need to be made, and acknowledge and adjust whenever those decisions don't turn out the way we planned. 3. How will you ensure that Oregon's labor and civil rights laws are enforced fairly and effectively? If elected, I will revitalize a triage process prioritizing resources based on the egregiousness and severity of a claim, and the probability of proving a claim. The state can't expend its limited resources on claims that are speculative, frivolous, or too tenuous to offer any real chance of success. At the same time, I will prioritize resuscitation of policies and procedures that are necessary to perform the work fairly, effectively, and efficiently. I will ensure that those policies are clearly documented and that the decision-making process is deliberate, but timely and dynamic. I will also urge the legislature to amend some procedural and jurisdictional statutes that will reduce Boley's workload and align with Boley's actual abilities. Christina E. Stevenson. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I'm a civil rights attorney, former small business owner, and mom who grew up in rural Oregon. Before becoming labor commissioner, I spent my career fighting for workers and families in the courtroom and in the community. Since taking office, I've secured over $17 million back to workers who had their wages stolen, helped pass bipartisan child labor protections, expanded registered apprenticeship programs, and eliminated bureaucratic backlogs that were decades in the making. I launched a mediation program so Oregonians get results faster and created tools to help small businesses succeed. I know how to run a state agency because I'm doing it, and I'm delivering results for Oregon's workers, families, and small businesses. 2. What are the most important issues for the Commissioner of Bureau of Labor and Industries office currently, and what will you do to address them? The most pressing issues are protecting workers from wage theft and unsafe conditions, expanding access to good-paying jobs through registered apprenticeships, and ensuring the agency works efficiently for everyone. I've invested in proactive enforcement to go after bad actors instead of waiting for possibly intimidated workers to come forward. I'm strengthening registered apprenticeship programs so Oregonians who don't go to college can still build careers. And I'm making Boley more responsive, reducing processing times, improving accessibility for non-English speakers, and holding government accountable to the people it serves. Oregon deserves a labor commissioner who shows up every day and delivers. 3. How will you ensure that Oregon's labor and civil rights laws are enforced fairly and effectively? Fair enforcement starts with meeting people where they are. I've invested in multilingual outreach so workers know their rights regardless of the language they speak. I've invested in our proactive investigative enforcement unit to identify patterns of violations in high-risk industries rather than relying solely on individual complaints. I've fought for investment to increase timely investigations with meaningful consequences for violators. On civil rights, I've maintained strong enforcement of Oregon's fair housing and public accommodation laws, prioritizing systemic cases that create broader impact. Transparency and accountability are essential. I publish enforcement data and engage with communities across Oregon to build trust. Judge of Oregon Supreme Court, Position 4. 6-year term. $259,500 salary. There is one candidate for this position. Christopher L. Garrett. The candidate did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible that they may respond to the vote411.org online voter's guide later. Judge of Oregon Court of Appeals. 4 positions. 1, 9, 12, 13. 6-year term. $254,484 salary. There is one candidate for each position. Position 1, Ryan T. O'Connor. Position 9, Jacqueline Kamens. Position 12, Aaron C. Lagesson. Position 13, Doug Tukey. The candidates did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible that they may respond to the vote411.org online voter's guide later.